Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, welcome to The Guinea Pig. I'm Dr. Maryam Zamani, an oculoplastic surgeon and aesthetic doctor.
And I'm Fiona Golfer, a writer and journalist. I'm no stranger to a cosmetic procedure, and I'm willing to try pretty much anything.
Which is why I'm here, to make sure Fiona and anyone else that's out there considering a treatment to help make a better informed decision safely and to try and collect as much information as they can.
Every fortnight, this podcast comes to you from Maryam's clinic in Chelsea. If you're looking for an honest, no-holds-barred approach to invasive and non-invasive cosmetic surgery,
then The Guinea Pig is here to help you.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to The Guinea Pig. Thanks for joining us. Hi, Fee.
Hi, Maryam. Hi, everybody. It's just you and me again, Maryam.
I know. You know, this lockdown is really making it difficult to go and try treatments and have something a little bit fun to look forward to. But we can recap on some of the things that we've done and what we plan on doing for the future. What do you think?
I think that's a good idea because I was really excited. I was going to be coming and seeing you and I was going to be having my second, I was going to say, dose of Profhilo and a little bit of a lip refresh. I was all set and hey ho. And we were going to do some fat transferring part two, something we started like forever ago with Olivia.
Yeah.
And Matt. We were going to be trying that out. And so we're a little bit kind of stymied in that direction. But there are lots of other things that we're going to talk about.
We talk about the fat transfer because I was able to do it. And I don't know if you guys remember, but Fee and I back in February 2020, just this year, feels like 100 years ago now, we had a very small amount of fat harvested from, I had it from my outer in from my thighs and you had it from your abdomen, you know, had that removed under local anesthetic in a short, you know, 25 to 40 minute procedure here at the Cadogan Clinic. To give you an idea, people are like, oh, you got like lipo. And it's like, I wish it was just lipo, but it's literally like 3 to 4 tablespoons worth of fat from your body. So that's not that much fat. And that was then sent to a lab and processed and stored for later injection. And the idea of this is that it really is your souped up, charged up stem cells that can then be reinjected back into any part of your face, your body, to give you those vital nutrients to produce new skin and also to help regenerate and rejuvenate the skin just in general. And I give you a little bit of volume, but it's been processed in such a way that it's not quite a fluid, but it's not quite a gel. So I had mine reinjected back, I think before the summer, right when we could, when the labs were open again. And I had a little bit injected into my forehead. And the reason I did this was because I've been doing botulinum toxin in my forehead since after my daughter's birth, and she is 9 years old. So basically at least eight years ago, probably. I hate lines on my forehead. I mean, I can move my eyebrows, but I don't like the lines. And because of the repetitive use of toxin, and I think this holds true for everybody, the muscle has atrophied a little bit, which means it's shrunk. So imagine that you have your arm in a cast for extended periods of time, and then you take your arm out of the cast. Well, of course, your arm muscles you know, gotten really small because you're not using it. The same thing happens on the forehead, which is why, by the way, that I'm not a huge fan of preventative Botox, for instance. And so I feel like my forehead skin is really thin and crepey. And I had this re-injected back into my forehead. I won't lie, I was uncomfortable. It was an uncomfortable procedure. I'd never had anything other than Botox into my forehead. And so, you know, it's quite thin, the skin there. There's not a lot of thickness to that area. So I really felt it quite acutely.
In a kind of nerve-endy way or?
No, in a peely kind of way, because going beneath the surface and right above the bone, which is where the periosteum is, which is basically this very thin amount of connective tissue. And you can hear the uncomfortable bit, like the crunchingness. You can hear a little bit of that, like going through a tunnel. You can feel that.
This is the part of the conversation where my son says my balls hurt.
Yeah, exactly. But it lasts only for a few seconds. And after the treatment, I had no pain whatsoever. But it just felt like it was just such a weird sensation. I don't really have filler anywhere other than in between my eyebrows and a little bit in my nose. So, and like filler is different because it's a more gel. You can feel the fluid go in a little bit. So I never had that sensation before. I do think it's dependent on the person who does it. I didn't have any bruising. It was fine. But I did feel that the texture and the appearance of the skin that was injected did look better. I felt that my skin was a little bit more bouncy, for lack of a better word, like that dewiness. I did feel that changed. I would say that for me, the biggest thing that I noticed when I was doing it is that because it's not quite as fat is, like it's not as thick as normal fat is, it's not really like a gel or something more substantial, that, for instance, I used, I think, 4 syringes in my forehead, which is more than I would never use even 1 syringe of filler in my forehead, for instance. So, which I have never done, but I have done for other patients. And so, you know, 4 syringes sounds like a lot. And the only thing that I would say is that if I were to do this procedure again, I would probably try to harvest more fat so that I would have more fat stored so that I could use it with one procedure. I would be able to have many treatments available to me, because while it's not a big procedure, 30 minutes under local anesthetic, I mean, there is a little bit of a recovery. It's a little sore. It's expensive to keep coming back and doing. I would say just do it all in one go and have it stored there. It lasts for 5 years. I mean, it's a fantastic way to do that. Now, a lot of people ask, like, oh my God, does this replace Botox? Does it replace filler? It has its own category. It's not a toxin. It will not paralyze your muscles. You will be able to use all those muscles. You can use it in conjunction with both of those products, but it has its own special place. So for instance, the idea of filler is to fill an area. Using Uvance and the stem cells from your fat is really a boost to your own collagen and your skin. And it's not going to give you the volume that you'll get from either fat or from filler, but will give you a boost to your skin. Similarly, you know, you can't compare it to, you know, PRP, because it's much, much more concentrated and much better. So I think there's a place for this. The technology is amazing. I think the biggest drawback to this is that it's very expensive. So, you know, it's really for that.
In your forehead, really?
So, I mean, it's meant to give you a rejuvenation for, you know, 6 to 12 months. Now, I didn't do half of my forehead to really see that difference. But I think, as it, with most aesthetic procedures, the cumulative effect is really good. So like anything that you do small and often to help boost the skin is a nice way to go about doing it. So the nice thing about it is not obvious.
Can I use it in my lips?
You could use it in your lips. Yes, you could definitely use it in the white part of your lips. You could use it in your lips, but you wouldn't get the volumization. So yeah, but you could, absolutely. It would be uncomfortable.
If I don't get the volumization, what would I get? I'm just beginning to get those lines, but I've been very lucky. I haven't really had them before, but I'm getting those lines from nose to lip, you know, that run the bleeding lines. And so I was wondering if I did it in those kind of lines above the lip, would that make a kind of difference or soften that?
Can soften it. I don't know how much. It wouldn't get rid of it, because some of that is from continuous use and some of it is from, you know, not necessarily continuous, like muscle use. And some of it is from a little bit of volume loss, like a little crease. So it will help that area, but it won't get rid of it completely.
And what about my hands?
I love the idea for the hands. Yes. So that's a nice place to put it in. I also think another nice place would be the décolletage, which is really a difficult area to inject in that crepey skin and that lovely, you know, delicate area of the chest. I think that's also an excellent area, as well as the neck.
When I come back, I'm not going to do forehead, but I'll try the hands or the...
The neck, like, or the chest or the hands. So, you know, we can use all of it in all of those areas.
Speaking of the neck, how long has it been since we did the Ulthera on my neck? 2-3 weeks?
I'm just going to look it up since we're Zooming this podcast today. You were last here exactly 4 weeks ago.
So it should be beginning to kick in.
Not much, but you'll begin to start to see a difference, yes.
So the after effects of that were that I didn't really feel any pain in my face. In fact, I felt no pain anywhere. Pain is the wrong word. I feel a certain amount of sort of tenderness underneath my chin, I would say, a tenderness, and I don't feel any sensitivity in my neck. So although it's not the most comfortable of treatments, it certainly wasn't the most uncomfortable, and there were no lasting or even really immediate side effects to it, which was great, because, I mean, I went out for dinner that night, my face didn't look red, I'm perfectly happy with the way my skin looks. In fact, my skin is... it's so weird with skin that the only I'm having, you know, I've never not got rosacea somewhere, but it's such a movable feast. And at the moment I have rosacea around the edges of my nostrils. So that's where it's moved. It's my cheeks. My cheeks are behaving. My forehead is behaving, but around the edge, you can't really see it, but I can feel it. It's sort of rawness, little spots. It's very peely and crackly. Such an interesting bitch of a condition to have, rosacea.
It is, but have you been around outside a lot, like doing your long walks?
I've been doing some walks, but you know, it doesn't like it if it's hot, doesn't like it if it's not particularly cold. I'm in Cornwall. It's just, I think, you know, I blame the election. I think it's everything, but it's interesting. It's such a kind of, it moves around, and I'm actually much more accepting of it than I used to be. I'm much less freaked out. It comes, it goes, it does its own thing. You know, I think that's a big thing as you get older, and you know, there's only so much you can do, and sometimes you just have to let go. And I think that's been a big part of having rosacea, having had really, really good skin my whole life. Having these outbreaks is a real exercise for me, and just go, okay, the less stressed I get about it, the more likely it is to go quickly.
Yes.
I have found that. So I think it's a very good excuse for us to catch up on all the different things that we've tried. And whilst we're at it, we had the lovely Petronella Ravenshair on a couple of weeks ago, and she gave us a kind of a supplement.
She had given a week supplement for Immune Boost, which is a 1 week course, which I found really nice. And I was feeling a little bit tired. And so I thought, like, why not boost my immune system? And so I combined that every morning with my hot water, lemon, and ginger, which made it like this beautiful fuchsia pink color, which is a good color for me. And so I felt like a lot more energized, and I felt that I was doing something good for myself. I have to be honest, it's very hard for me to take like 8 or 9 pills. And now I understand why she asked me if I wanted to have droplets or pills. I know why you put them in your shake, for instance, in the morning, because it's much easier to put a few drops in as opposed to these big pills that sometimes make you want to gag. So I have to say, moving forward, I would get them in a different form so that I could put them in whatever it is that I'm eating in the morning. I think they were helpful. I mean, touch wood, I haven't gotten sick this year, this fall yet. I've had COVID. So I had COVID early on back in March during lockdown. And I was luckily only afflicted with loss of taste and smell. And I've had a number of blood tests done. And there's one specific one that I have done that I just absolutely love, because it gives you the quantitative amount of antibodies that you have. So you can track your immunity level, essentially. And so while I had it back in April, I tested again in August, I still had moderate amounts, and I still have very similar to that. And it's called Virtus COVID-19 Home Antibody Testing Kit. And they send it to you. You put a few drops of your blood through a fingerprint into this little tiny tube they give you. Everything's there, and you send it back to them, and you have your results in 24 to 48 hours. They also do the PCR test, but I do that at the clinic anyway for my patients, and for myself, just I do that every couple weeks, every other week anyway. But this one I really like because it still tells me that I have antibodies, and I just feel that like while I'm still strong, it's good to have as good of an immune system. So I like them. I think it's always hard to tell what vitamins are doing for you because it's kind of like believe a little bit because it's not necessarily like going to have energy tomorrow. You can only see things that do you feel better. You know, I do think sometimes it's good to go on and off them. I don't know if I'd be able to constantly take 9 vitamins every day of the year.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I came off them because I've had this happen before, and I've been talking to Petronella, but something in there makes me very, very nauseous and upsets my stomach. I stopped everything. I think it's magnesium in the powder form, and I think it's probably better for some people. Magnesium can make you feel very nauseous and it can really upset your stomach. So I decided to stop absolutely everything and work backwards slowly by just kind of reintroducing things one at a time. I actually think I took too many for what my system could handle, and it was making me feel very nauseous, so nauseous in fact that I was busy taking the COVID test. And
oh no.
Yeah, but I think that's my system. My system kind of reacts quite strongly to taking a lot of vitamins, and I think that can happen. So I think if you are taking a lot of vitamins, as you say, Mariam, stop. And then go in, reintroduce them very slowly. We did, both of us, start to take it. That, you know, that was like 8 or 9 things we were taking. And I think maybe my system just wasn't like ready for that many things to be introduced into it.
Now that I've done a regime, because I'd never really done that before, I think it would be interesting to have her come back and say, would you do this in a cycle? Would you do, for instance, a certain vitamin? Because we weren't taking, obviously, our blood test to really determine like what our levels are.
It would be great to have Petronella come and give us a sort of vitamin calendar. And I also think that, you know, through the summer, you know, I have shakes in the morning. So I take berries. I know that you have water in your lemons, but I take berries, a banana, some chia seeds, some Brazil nuts, whatever it is. And I freeze them. I freeze a lot of fruit and I have it with cashew milk. The winter approaches, I want something that's going to keep me a little bit kind of fuller for longer, if you like, without having to go to carbs. You know what I mean? Just something that's going to kind of keep my energy up. So I definitely think there's a kind of seasonal diet of vitamins and supplements and maybe protein powders. And we should definitely get Petronella back on, I think, as regularly as possible.
I think it would be nice to have her on quarterly to be our in-house nutritionist, because I think every quarter, just like you shake it up with your skincare regimen and even your diet, I mean, you don't stick to the same thing all year round. So I think it is important to have an idea about that. Yes.
And I think that, you know, things are getting colder again now. So my diet's changing a lot, isn't yours? Like with the weather, are you still on your salads?
In the wintertime, my favorite meal is soup. I mean, I would have soup every single day. I like things that make me feel warm and cozy.
It's that funny time of year where I feel that not just with food, but I want to comfort myself. I've always burnt lots of candles around the house, but I've switched up to I use these atomizers and I, you know, put water in them and I put aromatherapy drops into them. So I'm using my lovely aromatherapist, Dee Sanford, who I swear by. She's like a religion for me because she makes these incredible bath oils and burning oils. So my whole house smells like aromatherapy. It smells of wellness. It doesn't smell of rose geranium, which it used to smell of, or it doesn't smell of church candles. It smells of all these incredible essential oils that she puts into her mixes. And I've been desperate to get her on the show, but she's too shy.
I think actually scent is really important, and I love winter scents. So I love in my own house, like you said, I have lots of candles and I get so excited when it's like cozy and Christmas time. Even though I'm technically Muslim, I really do love all these scents. And so I have lots of great candles. And in my office, it's funny, I have jasmine here all the time. I don't even smell it anymore, but everybody always comments that it smells nice. And I think when you're in a place where you feel like something smells nice, you just feel better.
I'm just going to say, if anyone's listening and they're interested in aromatherapy, because you can't really buy Dee in a store, but you can find her on Instagram and you can order, you can message her. It's really old school. She's called Dee Stanford, S-T-A-N-F-O-R-D. And I'm just going to read you a little bit about what she says about oils, because I just think it's fantastic. So she says, what do I make? Bath oils, lavender for soothing, calming, relaxing, general all-round, a very pretty oil. Rosemary, stimulating for mental and physical fatigue, muscular fatigue after sports or dancing. She makes an oil called Unwinder, which is incredibly unwinding and good for the circulation. And it's made with lavender and geranium and petit grain, cedarwood and patchouli. It's incredible. She makes another one called Pick Me Up, which is good for lymphatic and blood circulation, which is made with rosemary, geranium, lemongrass, sage, lavender. It makes me want to make a pasta and put it all into that. There's another one which is great. It's called Exotic, which I use a lot, not because I am. It's very uplifting, and it's made with ylang-ylang, geranium, petit grain, rosewood, chamomile. And then there's finally one called Crystal Fresh, which is very antiseptic, and it's great if you've got cold or flu or sinus problems, and it relieves muscles and joints. And that's got eucalyptus, cashew put, I don't know what that is, people, clove, neroli, pine, thyme, and bay. I've used her oils for years, and I've talked about them before, but they are so intense, and they stay with you. You know, they flood my house when I have a bath, which is the place that I spend as much time as I can. But now I've got my kind of my atomizers, and I put them into the atomizers. There's no way you can go in my house that doesn't smell of kind of really, really gorgeous wellness, and it stays with you. It stays in your body. It stays in my nose. It goes into my brain. And sometimes I go into my bathroom and I look at them and I'm kind of like, how do I want to feel? And I choose my mood with these oils, and they really, they're just so effective. And it's so, the thing I love about Dee is that she's no businesswoman, and I wish she was, because they're just incredible. And because she's not owned by a big company, she can really put the best oils into her ingredients and not have to compromise in any way. And so I couldn't really recommend her more highly. She's fantastic. It's not a plug. She's not paying me.
I use aromatherapy associates for my bath. I don't take a bath often, but when I do, I always have my Epsom salts and my aromatherapy oils to put in to relax me. I never need anything to energize me.
Although, funnily enough, I've just been using, I love aromatherapy associates as well. And they've just developed this fabulous, it's called an oil to milk formula. I use it in the shower because I always say, so you put it on and it's very oily, but the minute you put it onto your skin, it's sort of milky, so nothing's greasy in the shower. And it's a fantastic formula. And I always say that, and I use one called Revive, and I put it on in the shower, and I think it's like having a trainer with me in the shower that goes kind of, let's go. It's like so immediately kind of impactful up my nose, into my head. And I use it in the shower, and then I turn the shower at the end. It's a new thing for me, but I turn the shower onto cold, and I try and do 60 seconds of like freezing water in the showers, because I'm the opposite as you, as we know, Mariam. I need so badly to be energized. Otherwise, I just lie down and kind of eat cake forever or something terrible like that.
I can eat the cake, but I'm usually walking towards my trainer. Sometimes makes fun of me. I'll put an M&M in my mouth as I'm about to go train.
Very disciplined, but we know we're the opposite like that. And actually, funnily enough, down here in Cornwall, I've just opened this little shop called, funnily enough, The Little Shop. Well, it was great until COVID came along and shut the little shop, but we're online. So, you know, we're moving along, but I burn aromatherapy oils in my little shop every day, all the time. And because I think that smell and scent and what it says is so important. When you walk into my little shop, it has these sort of like festoon lights, very soft, warm bulbs. And then there's this really gorgeous scent of kind of like lovely aromatherapy oils. And everybody who comes in goes, oh, this smells lovely. It's sort of like a warm hello. It's so important to me, smell and scent. Weirdly, actually, because the one place that I don't respond well to it is in face cream. When you started choosing the way that your brand would smell, is there a uniform smell across all of your products?
There is some, but no, like I think cleansers should be a little more energizing, for instance, than like soothing, in my opinion. I don't really like skincare with much fragrance, but some because I have like, you know, placenta and certain ingredients that don't necessarily smell, like vitamin C doesn't smell great, or different acids. It's more just to mask it a little bit so that it's pleasant as opposed to smelling bad.
I think a lot of serums that I use your Cleanse and Clarify in the shower as well. Stands next to my aromatherapy associates. In fact, my shower looks like some kind of mad kind of souk at the moment, because I've been researching all sorts of delicious bathing products for my journalism. So that's been a heavenly month of looking into what I like the feeling of. And it's been quite interesting as to, you know, we know so much about what we put on our face and what goes into it, but actually what we put on our body is, I ask far fewer questions. The kind of psychological implication of smell is so important in scent, in food, in bath oil, and in skin cream, everywhere. Smell plays a sort of unbelievably important role in our lives. For me, I was thinking last night, you know, I was sitting by the fire and I said to my husband, the smell of the wood is so comforting to me. You know, just the smell of wood burning.
I love that too, but that reminds me of growing up. Like, I don't know where I was recently, and I smelt, my parents have a real wood burning fireplace, and it's on the entire winter, every single day. You know, we have a fireplace, but it's gas. It's just not the same. And so I smelt that the other day, and I was like, oh my God, this reminds me of my parents' house.
It's nice, isn't it? And I think these are, you know, they're slightly dark times. And I think that we should take all of the comfort where we can. You know, I can't come and see you and have the comfort of literally the therapy of being in your room and having the chat and the girly time and, you know, eating the sweets out of your cupboard, and I can't do those things. So I'm hyper aware of the things that give me comfort at the moment. Seeing your face on this Zoom call gives me a real comfort, Mariam, but I'm gonna have to say goodbye now because I've got to go down and make soup.
Can I have soup next time you come in? Can we do a swap?
Okay, I'll bring you soup.
Thanks so much for listening. Bye, Fee. Have a lovely weekend.
Thank you all for listening and tuning into The Guinea Pig, and we'll speak soon. Take care, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
The Guinea Pig provides unbiased information to those who may be considering cosmetic surgery or even trialing a non-invasive treatment or product. We do not endorse the use of any product or procedure featured in this podcast and are not responsible for the outcome of any of the treatments featured on this podcast or damage caused in connection with any treatments or products. Should you decide to try any of the procedures, treatments or products mentioned in any episode of The Guinea Pig, you do so at your own risk. Always consult an independent and fully qualified medical professional if you are considering embarking on a medical procedure, irrespective of whether it's an invasive or non-invasive procedure.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.